Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to the Buckeye Advisor with your host, Woody Bowling. Woody is a fiduciary licensed financial advisor and Medicare expert who always places your needs first. Woody works hard each day to educate Americans like you on how to reach the financial freedom they've worked so hard for, and he can help you too. So now let's start the show. Here's Woody Bowling.
Good morning, everyone. To all my loyal listeners, I want to welcome you aboard to the Buckeye Advisor Show. And I am the Buckeye Advisor. My name is Woody Bowling. I am a fiduciary advisor for 14 years now. I can't believe it, but it's been that long. And I want to welcome you to our show, the listener. We couldn't do it without you. And I want to welcome very quickly to the show some of the glue that holds us together each week, co-host and producer Matt McClure, coming to us live from Atlanta, Georgia. Matt, good morning. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, Woody. I am great. I have gotten, I think, 2023 off to a pretty darn good start, if I do say so myself. I hope the same is true for you.
Yeah, it's going really well so far, getting a great response from a few listeners out there. And we know that's building over time. You've got to be happy that the Georgia Bulldogs were able to put a shellacking on TCU Monday night. I don't get to use the word shellacking often, so it happened.
Yeah, you don't often get to use that word unless you're like building furniture or something, and that's like the last step. You shellac it, right? But yeah, no, it was a drubbing, I guess you could call it too. Are a lot of words to describe it, but no, huge victory for the Bulldogs, and back to back college football national championship for the first time in over a decade. You know, the last time that happened was when Alabama did it back, I believe it was 2011, 2012. So it had been a while.
You are correct. And congrats to the Bulldogs. As a Buckeye fan lifelong, I certainly am green with envy. I do think we will be back and be very competitive again next year. And it comes and goes in cycles, although Kirby Smart and Georgia are doing very, very well at what they do. So congrats to them. Yeah. But speaking of doing well at what we do, Matt, a lot of people think we do what we do well. Lots of positive feedback from the show. I know some of our listeners are out driving around getting groceries today. Maybe they're heading to Meijer, Kroger, Walmart, Home Depot, Lowe's, any of those things. You got stuff going on. Thank you for turning your radio to 94.5 FM, The Answer Dayton, or maybe you're on the app of The Answer Dayton, or maybe you're listening on a podcast, and our podcast numbers continue to grow based on the feedback that I'm getting from the behind the scenes folks that monitor those. So we're happy that people take time during their week at some point, whether it's the weekend or whether it's sometime other than that, to listen to the show. So, Matt, let's get things going. I think based on our conversations before we started, we have, believe it or not, another really informative, educational show for our listeners.
Yeah, we absolutely do. I mean, that is the goal each and every week when we produce the show, when we put it on the air here. And we've got a lot to talk about today, including the main chunk of the show, which is going to focus on how to delete fees, taxes, and expenses within your retirement plan this year. We're going to focus on each of those things kind of individually as we go on. Of course, the fees will come first, the taxes will come second, the expenses will come third as we work through that. And we'll tell you how to get rid of as many of those as possible. Just in case we have to say it legally, there are legal ways that you can do these things, right? So that's the only way that we would ever suggest that you do any of these things, Woody.
The big emphasis on legal, that is correct. Correct. We are completely above board, and we want to avoid any of these crazy situations that some people get into. So, you know, we're happy we got a lot to talk about this week. the market 2022, you know, as we look back on the final wrap up, the S&P was down about 20%. The NASDAQ was down about 33%. One of the worst years really since 2007 for both. Just a horrendous performance across the board. And, you know, here's the thing, Matt, I want to point out to our listeners, very, very unusual year 2022. The first year on record that bonds and the stock market indices were both all down double digits. So 10% or more gets you to double digits, right? The last time I checked. So it's a very unusual and unusually bad performance across the board. We talked about it while the show has been going these last 7 months. We talked about bonds and replacing those bonds. They still face a lot of headwinds going into 2023. We've got some great solutions, and we're going to talk about some of them today on the show, as a matter of fact, which is happened to be handy dandy, but very, very difficult performance in the stock market. So a lot of people at the end of this year, you know, they're really evaluating and saying, you know, where do I go from here? I know people manage their own portfolios, and there's a lot of smart people out there that are very smart at their jobs. And that is a beautiful thing. A lot of people tend to try to do it themselves. The problem is, in most cases, people get emotional. I've talked to people like that over the last few years. This isn't the only market downturn I've seen in the last 12, 14 years that I've been doing this, okay? So we've seen downturns before, but this one's a little different with inflation factored in, as well as the higher interest rate environment all being part of the equation. So people are unsure what to do. There's a lot of frustration. There's a lot of hand-wringing. There's a lot of head scratching. There's a lot of conversations going on in households. What are we going to do? Who should we listen to? What should we do next? Where should our money be? What vehicles should we use to accomplish our long-term goals? Are we still on track to get where we need to be later on? And that's what we want to help people do. People can call me at 937-974-6201. They can go to our website, thebuckeyeadvisor.com. Advisor ends in an O-R. So reach out. Let me know you want to chat. It'll take 2 seconds for you to do that contact me form, and I'll get with you at the beginning of the week sometime, probably Monday or Tuesday, and we'll talk a little bit about your concerns. And I'm hearing from people, and Matt, they're just concerned. I mean, that's probably the easiest way to do it. They're looking for answers. They're looking for assurance. They're looking for the right direction and the right path to make sure they stay on target, and a year like 2022 doesn't screw things up and cost them an extra 4 or 5 years, you know, in their retirement building plan.
Yeah, that's the last thing that you would want to happen as you approach retirement. You've been planning, you know, you think you have it all figured out, and then a year like 2022 happens and it just throws you for a loop. But, you know, there is such a thing as planning for the unknown. Mm-hmm. And I know a guy who can help you, and his name is Woody Bowling. He's the Buckeye Advisor. So there you go.
I like that.
I know a guy. All right. So before we get any further into the show, Woody, let's take a look here at our quote, or really, I should say, quotes of the week.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
So a couple of them again this week, Woody, we've been having these 2-for-1 specials on our quotes of the week here recently, and we've got 2 of them to share with our listeners this time around. The first one coming from Nathan W. Morris, who is a personal finance expert, an author, a speaker, financial coach. Sounds like a guy who is right up our alley here. And his quote is, every time you borrow money, you're robbing your future self. That's very, very true. And I have been there. Trust me.
Yeah, I think all of us have. I mean, really, when you talk to anybody that's, you know, 30 years old or older, I mean, you've had to borrow money at some point. You either, you know, on a car loan or on a mortgage, or you will be in the future. And of course, the longer you live, you know, the faster you want to accelerate the payment of that mortgage and get that out of the way prior to retirement. That is a huge impediment for some people that they can't quite retire yet. So, you know, that's a conversation to have depending on the amount that you've accumulated in your 401k or your IRAs, those kinds of things. Does it make sense to pull some out to make to pay the mortgage off. And it's a great conversation to have. But, you know, back to the borrowing, you know, credit cards, they are a big boo-boo, but you need them. You need them to build up a credit score. You build the credit score up over time so you get better interest rates on your car loans and your mortgage loans. So it's a cycle, but if you, you know, there's different websites that I've seen that have been putting out different ways for people to save money. We'll save that for another episode, and some cute little ways that, and pieces of advice that people give that people really want to start saving some money in earnest in 2023. But look, if you can stay away from the high interest rate credit cards and carrying those balances over month, over month, over month, it's a great thing.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's like one of those necessary evils, as you say, mm-hmm. you kind of need it, but just use it responsibly when you have it. Absolutely right. Well, our next quote, next and final quote, I guess I should say, of this week is from Dave Ramsey, the author, radio personality, of course, financial guru guy, getting out of debt, make yourself debt free. You know, that's Dave Ramsey's whole thing there. And actually, I love this quote of his. It's quote, "A budget is telling your money where to go instead of wondering where it went." Now, I'd much rather be in that first situation than the latter situation, because I've been there too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Ramsey's a big proponent of paying cash for everything, including cars, houses, etc. A lot of his advice is very commonsensical. Get rid of the higher interest rate debt first. Makes complete sense. Work your way from one account to another account to another account. During that process, you will help build your credit scores and things like that. But look, most Americans are not going to be in a situation for many, 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 many years trying to start a family, trying to grow a family, and then provide for one to put cash and pay cash for a mortgage. And the people that are in that situation, are you going to drain $300,000 if that's all the money you've saved in the world and you're in your 30s or early 40s? Does that make sense? Just to avoid a mortgage? And Ramsey's got some interesting views on other things I won't go into today. But look, he's a good guy. He's built a multi-million dollar home on the backs of hardworking Americans by telling them common sense advice. So there you have it. And I've heard some really ugly stories about how his employees feel about him and the way he manages them at work. So we won't go there, but Ramsey is a good guy with good advice for the most part, let's say.
Yeah. And you know, the same is true, I think, for a lot of people who put themselves out there as, like, you know, purported experts on things and all that. But yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of it, as you say, is common sense stuff. And that is kind of one of them there is, you know, that budget telling your money where to go instead of wondering where it went, because you could wake up one day and, you know, be like, hey, I used to have money, where to go. I'd much rather tell it where to go than the alternative there. Woody, I know that there was a particular message that we wanted to share with our listeners as we move forward. And that is specifically talking about last year, you know, and how, as we started off the show, you're talking about how difficult it's been for so many people. And, you know, a lot of people are really looking for answers after this past year and how rough it's been.
Yeah, I mean, it couldn't be said any better than that. And here's the thing about people and their growth is, as you look back and say, you know, I made a mistake. And just by the way, there are a lot of people in life that will never admit they made a mistake, right? So, but at the same time, the first thing I'll do if I make a mistake is say, I'm sorry, I was wrong, at least to my wife. And that's what really counts, Matt.
Yeah.
but, you know, our listeners are probably wondering, and hopefully, I know I've talked to people this week that have been listening for months now, and it's awesome that people are doing that. And if you're listening for the first time or the 20th time, thank you. We appreciate it. We couldn't do it without you. But people need to learn from their mistakes. And so just because you've been doing something one way for a long time doesn't mean it's the right way, right? So if you're dealing with just a normal financial advisor, stockbroker, if you will, that was kind of the old term, and now it's financial advisor, you know, who's not a fiduciary, their primary goal is to get all the money gathered in one spot. It's going to be in the market in various mutual fund and mutual fund families, and that's it. So They don't want their client to ever be in cash. They don't ever want their client to be in any kind of a product that's going to preserve principal. We've talked about fixed indexed annuities. We recommend them, and we're going to talk about them in the upcoming segment here in just a second. So the normal financial advisor these days, just simply, they're there to gather assets. If you can meet a minimum number for a threshold on the number dollar about assets that you have, you can probably meet with that advisor in person. If you don't, you may be able to work with them by phone at a call center. You know, you'll get a junior advisor and all that. So, you know, I like to work with people face to face. That's the way I built my business over the last 14 years. My money rides along with my clients' money in the various strategies that we use in tactical money management. So learn from your mistakes, be open to new ideas. And I think that's a key that helps people grow and really expand their horizons. Be open to new ideas and see if it's right for you. Because every recommendation I make as a fiduciary advisor is based on the client's own situation. It's not based on anyone else's, because everybody's situation is different. Each person needs a certain amount of income at retirement. Each person has a different amount of money to work with today, and they will have down the road at retirement. So, you know, there's so many different factors that I look at when we talk with people. And that first visit is just really just get acquainted. We can do it at my office in Springboro at 10 Royal Drive in Springboro. That will be finished up hopefully by the end of January or February as far as the finished product. The signage is going up. I'm in the office with Patton Insurance Group, Troy Patton. He can save people money on home and auto as well, which is a good thing. And I've known Troy for 20 plus years. So, you know, we want to make sure people in that initial meeting, we're just going to find out their overall situation, get an idea of where they want to be, where they are today, not where they were 10 years ago. We want to know about the future and where they want to be, understand the amount of risk that they want to work with or don't want to work with, more importantly. And then we're going to try to set up some strategies. And that's what we do. I've got a team of experts with that can do everything from trust to wills to all kinds of different tax planning scenarios. And that's what it's about. I mean, we're going to offer them a full menu if they need it. And if they don't, we're just going to deal with the parts that they need, because a lot of people don't need the whole shebang, if you will. They just need planning based on their own scenario, you know, no trust involved, none of that. Maybe they've already got one, or maybe they just don't care for one. And that's okay too. So we want to deal with what they need: income at retirement, safety of their money, how much do they want working for them in the market? Because we're going to do some of that, and then we're going to protect some of it. So those are the kind of services we do. The first meeting, we're just going to get acquainted, and then we'll go from there. And then hopefully if everything works well and we feel that it's a mutually beneficial situation, then we'll go from there and we'll move on to meeting number two and offer some strategies and possibly get those implemented right away.
Yeah. And there you go, folks. It is no cost, no obligation. You can go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That is thebuckeyeadvisor.com to schedule that free consultation with Woody. Or you can call at 937-974-6201. It's 937-974-6201. All right. So we set this up at the top of the show here, Woody. We're going to talk, first of all, you know, we got all these different things that we want to get rid of in your retirement. And these are these extra costs that you don't necessarily need to be paying. And the first is the first topic that we're going to talk about here is deleting fees from your retirement. Talk about that. And I'm sure a lot of people, you know, who may be getting started in their retirement planning or have been doing it for a while, they say, yeah, you know, there are a lot of fees kind of sticking around that I didn't really necessarily know about or didn't expect. So how can they get rid of those sort of unwanted fees in their retirement?
Yeah, I'm very glad you asked that question. People want to know, and people, when they get their monthly or quarterly statements on their IRAs or 401ks, maybe they've got a 401k at a prior employer, those are great scenarios where we can help as well. But, you know, bond prices as they go up, they go down as interest rates go up. So that means that when people are holding bonds and their price is going to go down because the new bonds are going to be interest issued at different rates. So bonds historically have been sold, if you will, to the public as a safe haven for, let's say, 40% of their portfolio, because the idea is when the stock market doesn't do well, that bonds will be okay and do well. And of course, now we have seen it's no longer anecdotal evidence. It's actually live and in person. We saw it last year, and we've got inflation still rampant. We've got interest rates still going up, at least for the first quarter of the year. So the bonds that didn't do well last year, we don't really think they're going to do well this year. And plus, why would you pay an advisor a management fee of 1.25%, 1.5% on a bond fund that you can actually eliminate that fee altogether on maybe 30, 20, 30, 40% of your portfolio? So instead of bonds, we think a fixed indexed annuity makes perfect sense with principal protection and very low to no fees on that. Part of the other things that we do for our clients is called a structured note. I just want to mention, you know, for example, a structured note, December, through our firm that I work my investment advisory license under, our structured note for December. Here's what a structured note is. It's basically an IOU to this financial conglomerate. And there are many that we use that we negotiate with monthly to come up with the best opportunities for our clients. It's a great way for people to de-risk. They're not risk-free like a fixed indexed annuity is, but it's a great way that's never talked about to the public, that most people have never heard of those. And it's another cool thing that as a financier, a fiduciary independent advisor, I'm super happy that I can talk to clients about unique opportunities like this to get good performance while trying to also minimize risk and at the same time balance the needs along with the other things that people are looking for. So it's just a unique opportunity that people have. And, you know, fees, they eat the value of a portfolio over time. But look, nothing's for free, Matt. There's always going to be some sort of fee somewhere where you go. Their idea is to find the right fit, minimize the fees when and if we can. We're going to take as much out as we can. And then people are just dealing with one fee because they don't understand. There might be an annual fee, a fund fee, a marketing fee in the mutual funds, all these different things. So, you know, that's our goal. We want people to understand what their fees are. It may not be possible to avoid them altogether, especially on the investment advisory side, but that's what we're here to do.
Yeah, absolutely so. And that's the thing that I love about doing this show with you every week, Woody, is that I always learn something. And hearing there about the structured notes is something that I think probably a lot of our listeners might not have even realized could be an option for them. Well, we've got a lot more to come here on the Buckeye Advisor in the second half of the show. Stick around because we'll talk about deleting taxes from your retirement coming up. And of course, the dad joke of the week right after this.
You're listening to The Buckeye Advisor. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com.
Structured notes involve risks not associated with an investment in ordinary debt securities. The securities are not bank deposits and are not insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation or any other governmental agency, nor are they obligations of or guaranteed by a bank. The securities will not be listed on any securities exchange, and the secondary trading may be limited. Therefore, there may be little or no secondary market for the securities. Accordingly, you should be willing to hold your securities to maturity. The securities are subject to the credit risk of the issuing bank, and any actual or anticipated changes to its credit rating or credit spreads may adversely affect the market value of the securities.
Miss part of today's show? The Buckeye Advisor is available wherever you listen to podcasts and online at TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com.
Welcome back. This is the Buckeye Advisor. I am Matt McClure. No, I'm not the Buckeye Advisor, but I'm here with him. His name is Woody Bowling, and you can reach out to him at thebuckeyeadvisor.com or give him a call at 937-974-6201. And Woody, I think it's time for at least my favorite part of the show as we start the second half here. It's the dad joke of the week.
Sure, you can handle ghost peppers. You choose scorpions like Skittles. But can you stomach the dad joke of the week?
Matt, I am happy to be back. The first segment of the show flew by as always. Time flies, as they say, when you're having fun. Here's the dad joke. How many optometrists does it take to change a light bulb?
How many optometrists does it take to change a light bulb? I don't know. How many optometrists does it take to change a light bulb?
Is it one or two? One or two? I think that's one of the best ones we've had in a while. So I hope everyone can appreciate, after going to an eye doctor and having your eyes put on that machine and the various number of times they flip it back and forth, one or two. Oh, my God.
I know. And then I'm like, I don't know. They kind of look the same to me. You know, eventually they get to that point. That's just so funny. That's That one made me laugh and roll my eyes at the same time. But I guess it's pretty apropos that I rolled my eyes because you're talking about an optometrist.
I know. I love it.
All right. So we're talking today on the show about getting rid of these extra costs in retirement that you don't necessarily need to be paying and that you need to minimize as much as humanly possible. The first thing that we talked about, of course, Woody, before the break, was how to delete fees from your retirement and get rid of any unnecessary fees, advisory fees, and other kinds of things that you might be paying that you don't need to pay going forward and how to go about doing that. Well, now let's talk about taxes. People are like, wait a minute, I thought Uncle Sam was always going to come, you know, with his hand out and say, gimme, gimme, which is the case. I mean, Uncle Sam always wants his fair share, but we want to make sure that our listeners don't have to, you know, be paying any more than they should be paying.
Correct. And I do want to pop back quickly to our structured note discussion that we had right before the first half ended. Sure. And we covered December's structured note that was issued. That disclaimer, I just want to tell you, we never know from month to month what the new terms will be. The one that issues at the end of January to clients will be different than the one in December and the one in November, etc. Okay. So yeah, let's talk deleting taxes. I mean, that's a great subject. And taxes, we've said before, it should be a four-letter word, but it's not. But look, we want to help people save money as much as we can. And that starts with strategies. And, you know, especially for people that are still working, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about a Roth IRA conversion. And, you know, this is one of the things that when the government came up with this Roth IRA idea to help promote saving for retirement, they actually got this one, I think, right for the most part. And that's exciting to hear the government got something right about something. And it still does happen. So, you know, the good
thing
is, yes, exactly. So we're going to, and like we said, we'll give the government their props when they deserve it, which is very seldom. So, you know, with a Roth IRA, there's so many benefits, but it's to convert a traditional IRA that is large, or a 401k that might be left at a prior employer, or maybe from a current employer that someone is thinking about doing something with. Because another little known fact is once people are age 59 and a half, they then have the ability to do an in-service withdrawal from their current 401k or sometimes 403b. Most employers do allow it. So someone would have the ability, a listener could actually do an in-service withdrawal, move a portion or all of their current value of their 401k. They could roll it into an IRA, and that could be a traditional IRA that we would house at TD Ameritrade, or it could be a Roth IRA that we could house there or one of the other vehicles we use. But the thing is, it's got to be one that makes sense. And depending on the people, depending on the listener's situation, are they still working? What kind of income do they have? What kind of savings do they have already in place? What's that tax bill going to look like to convert that traditional account to a Roth account? And it may not make sense to do it all in one bite. It may make sense to do it over three or four different years to spread that and fill those tax buckets up, those tax brackets, let's say. So we're going to do it in an efficient way. We want to be smart about it. There are advisors out there that will advise people. There are a couple really well-known people in the industry that say, always, always, always do a Roth conversion. I don't agree with that. It's appropriate in many situations, but not every situation by far. So you got to be careful. I mean, you want tax-free growth from that Roth conversion once you've done it. You also can set up a Roth on your own, okay, which is great. You don't get a tax deduction for setting it up because you're setting it up with after-tax money. But the goal is to keep that Roth money there for 5 years. And if that account's open 5 years or longer, that money is growing tax-free. And we love the tax-free kind of cash, especially as you get into retirement. And because we think taxes are going up down the road, and that is the debate. Some people haven't settled that debate, and it's still going to happen. It cannot not happen because we have almost $32 trillion in national debt now, and it's not going down in the future. So you want flexibility. You can get that from a Roth IRA. You can get tax-free withdrawals, tax-free growth, huge things. And then guess what, Matt? If you die and your kids are going to get your Roth IRA, guess how much they owe in taxes? I know you know this.
I'm going to guess zero.
You got it. You are a very astute individual, and you've been listening through these shows. Exactly right. So, you know, what better gift could someone give their children or grandchildren than to leave them, you know, a sizable chunk that's tax-free? And that's the beauty of a Roth. So, again, it might not be right today or for everyone all the time, but there are great scenarios where it does fit perfectly. And it makes a lot of sense because we want to get rid of those taxes if we can from your life. And you know, and as we've said before, you can't always avoid taxes because you're paying them on payroll and you're doing this, you're paying sales tax when you go to the grocery store, which God forbid we talk about the grocery prices these days. So, you know, look, people are still dealing with all kinds of issues from inflation, and we don't think that's going to go away. They can talk about those core indicators coming down a little bit slightly over the last couple, 3 months. But man, when I go to the grocery store and when I talk to people, clients that are going to the grocery store, man, I mean, 20 to 40% to 50% higher for a lot of things. And that overall grocery bill is huge. So, look, we want to do things that are going to help people actually put some money in their pockets to spend. We can create lifetime incomes from some of the products that we use, like a fixed indexed annuity. And, you know, again, it's about how much money can you generate in retirement to meet your monthly budget? And that's what it's all about.
Yeah. 100%. And as a matter of fact, you know, I was just this week, a little bit earlier on in the week, I'm starting to work on a series of the 2 minute vignettes that I will do for the show every once in a while. And I'm working on a series of those and talking about having a vision for your retirement and what you want your retirement to look like is going to be sort of the first part of that. And I say, you know, if you don't know where you want to go, you can't really map out the course to get there. And, you know, it's very true. You kind of got to know where you want to go. And then you start down that road with all of these different things that we talk about and all the different strategies. And the thing that I love about what you do, Woody, is that it is, you know, customized for the individual, because we always stress no two people have a financial situation that's just alike. No two people have a retirement that's just alike. And no two people have that vision for retirement that's just alike. You know, I mean, people are in different scenarios now and want to get to a different place in the future. So it can't be a one size fits all thing.
Yeah, I mean, so true. And, you know, it's fun to hear stories about people in their 20s and before they got married and had kids, they jumped into their car and they said, "We didn't have a destination. We just decided to drive. So we got in the car and we drove and we wound up here and then we wound up there and we were gone for 2 weeks or a month." Well, hey, that's great. But your financial future doesn't work like that. You can't randomly do nothing and just start driving. You have to make conscious decisions. You know, number one, contribute to your 401k, your retirement plan at work. Number two, you know, pay yourself monthly before you do anything else. You know, manage your budget. You know, as you grow, you have to be flexible. At some point, you have to look as you get older to adjusting some of the strategies to probably start taking some risk off the table. And that's what we do. And believe me, the people that have my clients that have a segment of their money that they've saved, a portion of that was off the table in 2022. So they lost nothing on that portion of their savings. And, you know, zero can be their hero. So you got to have a strategy. And that's what I try to help. And I love what you said. I mean, we are going to customize it. It's going to be not the same for everyone. And to work with people along the way with their vision and watching it happen is very rewarding for me. And it's as rewarding to have those relationships with my clients and to see them succeed. And, you know, to be part of that is a very rewarding thing that I do.
Yeah, absolutely, folks. And if you want that free full financial consultation, go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. And again, that's advisor with an O-R, or you can call Woody at 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. All right, so Woody, we've talked about deleting those fees from your retirement. We talked about getting rid of the taxes from your retirement. What about deleting expenses from your retirement? Sort of alluded to this biggest one that we're going to talk about here a little bit earlier in the show as we just first started. But this is a good, I think we could, you know, frame this kind of as our cost cutter of the week too, because this is the biggest expense for the vast majority of people that we're going to talk about.
Yeah, the mortgage. I mean, that's it. Where you live, your home. And so many people, you know, they bought a home or two or three over the years and they raise their kids in it. They get emotionally attached to it. You know, they talk about selling it and downsizing it. And, you know, maybe there's a lot of sentimental attachment there. And I understand that. But is it the best in the long term to continue to own a big, larger home after retiring? Even if you have it paid off, because if you have a ton of equity and maybe you're a little short on the amount of money that you were saved over the years, but you are fortunate enough to keep accelerating that mortgage payment and get that paid off, congratulations. I mean, that's a great thing to do because it gives you options. And right when you have options in retirement, that's always a plus. So if you got a home that's got a lot of equity, a ton, but it's a little bigger than really you need, or maybe you're just a little short on what you saved or a lot short on what you actually saved to put into motion to generate income, it might make perfect sense to downsize. And you would be joining tens of thousands of people that do that each year. It might make sense to downsize to a smaller home, maybe a condo, maybe a townhome, maybe a single family, whatever, because then you can put some of that equity to use. And if we invest that in a couple of different ways that we can invest it, you know, we're going to come up with a monthly income that you can count on for the rest of your life. And that's what it's all about. I read last week that the Social Security Trust Fund is good through 2034. After that, there's no guarantees. They think that as of today, in 2034, Social Security recipients would have to take 75% of their monthly benefit as their monthly benefit after that to sustain the liquidity of the Social Security Trust Fund. That's a scary thought. If you survey any retiree and said, hey, how would you feel about losing 25% of your income? And if that's all you had was Social Security, that's tough. So, you know, the goal is we're going to help people generate income. They can get income from tax-free life insurance proceeds. A lot of people don't know that. Those kinds of plans, I work with people on those all the time. Again, depending on your age, what time of life you're in, an index universal life insurance policy can provide a death benefit that's guaranteed if, God forbid, you pass during that time. And it can also, if you overfund it the right way for a few years, can generate a very, very solid amount of monthly income in retirement, Matt. And nobody's talking about that to people. Nobody that is a quote-unquote financial advisor today, very few ever bring that up as a potential source of income for a client. So that's another cool thing that I like about what I do is just some of the outside the box. They're not mainstream things that people hear about, but they're so good and they're so useful that when people find out about them, they're like, oh, wow, didn't know that. And so, you know, that's one of the fun things that I like about what I do. So different solutions for different stages of life and for different people, but everybody needs to find the answer that's right for themselves.
Yeah, it really is very, very true. And as I said earlier, it's not a one size fits all thing at all. You know, it's got to be individualized for you. And that is exactly what you do. And I know, you know, we're talking about, you know, either paying off the mortgage or downsizing, that kind of thing. I remember when my dad passed here about a year ago, my mom was considering that very thing for a while because, you know, she's like, oh, do I need, you know, all the space in the house? And it's not like she lives in a big house, but she decided to stay because that was what was best for her. I mean, it's a one story ranch. It's not like it's some huge, you know, McMansion somewhere, or, you know, she doesn't have a bunch of stairs to climb or anything. And so she's like, you know, I can manage it and I'll be fine. So that was what's right for her. So as we're talking about that, that's what she decided, but, you know, maybe not, maybe for other folks, it would have been a different situation. Maybe they do live in a very large house, multiple story home. And as they go into their later years, I don't want to have to be climbing those stairs. That's what I think about now. Anytime I see something that comes on, like, is it like the HGTV and all that, where people are looking at all the different houses, if they're looking at like a home with a bunch of stairs, that's what I'm thinking about. I'm like, ah, you know, come retirement or come a little bit later on in life, are you really going to want to climb all those stairs and your laundry room's going to be upstairs and all that stuff? And you're not going to want to do that.
Right. So the master bedroom's upstairs, or the main bedroom, whatever they're calling it nowadays.
Yeah.
The laundry room's upstairs. Yeah. That's the potential later on for that is not as exciting as it is currently probably for a lot of people.
Yeah, exactly. That square footage doesn't mean quite as much when you have to climb those stairs all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's great. And some great advice there on eliminating those expenses from your retirement as well. Well, Woody, few minutes here left, about 7 minutes or so left in the show for us. And we're moving here now to an unintentional pun, because we're talking about people moving. There are a couple of new reports out. One is using U.S. Census Bureau survey data, looking at people, retirees specifically, and where they are moving to and from. And the other is this survey that U-Haul actually does each and every year, talking about people of all ages, right? So one-way moves between one state or another. Let's run through this and go over kind of where people are moving from and where they are moving to, at least according to all of this data that we have from this past year.
Yeah. I mean, it's really actually, when you think about it, over the last couple of years in COVID, you think about some of the states that were the most difficult on the lockdowns and keeping schools closed the longest. And it shouldn't surprise people that, you know, this U-Haul survey shows, you know, where so many people are coming from and where they're going. And you can guess that they're going into some of the top states that people are moving into in 2022. And one way U-Haul rentals, I think they're assuming that people are moving there to stay. So I think that's safe. Texas, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Tennessee, and guess what? Ohio was number 9. So that's pretty exciting, the Buckeye State. So it's a great place to live. It's a great place to raise a family. And that's my quick commercial for Ohio. But also, states where they were leaving, Matt, tell us where they were going from.
Yeah, there's a lot of info here. So yeah, in the U-Haul survey there, you know, you're seeing those growth states. So people of all ages, right? They didn't break it down by age group. But then the U.S. Census Bureau is out with this data showing that more than 234,000 retirees specifically moved to a new state in 2022. And so the biggest states that they're moving to, again, it's a lot of those same states that you just mentioned, Florida, North Carolina. You also have Michigan, Arizona, Georgia. Hey, we made the list there, and a lot of great places to live here too. And that's my very short commercial for the state of Georgia. But the five states where they were moving from, according to this Census Bureau data, now these are retirees specifically, once again, mm-hmm. moving from Oregon, also from Maryland, Idaho, Texas, which I was a little bit surprised about, but again, we're breaking it down by age group here.
Me too. And
Virginia as well. So, you know, you got a lot of, maybe there are a lot of younger people. This is just what I'm extrapolating from this data. I think there are a lot of younger people probably moving into places like Texas and Virginia, for example, and then maybe some of the older folks and some of the retirees are moving from those places, maybe to somewhere like Florida or North Carolina, or maybe, yeah. Hey, maybe they're going to the Buckeye State too.
I agree. The only thing I would have changed in that last segment you mentioned was the third state should have said the state up north versus actually naming Michigan. So I actually said it, so I don't want to say it again. But anyways, you know, I hope our listeners appreciate the data. Some of these fun facts that we look up and that you guys put together week after week, you know, it's good stuff. I mean, it's just interesting. I mean, you can hear all the headlines you want during the day and everything's depressing and all this. But look, we're giving you some information that's good for you because, you know, some of our listeners may not plan on being around the same state if it's Ohio forever. Or there might be some people that just moved here from other areas that are just hearing our show for the first time. So we want to give people fun facts and education and also help them plan and execute a retirement plan that works for them. You know, it's not just getting ready for retirement, but it's also when you're there executing the right plan and making it happen.
Want to know where your hard-earned money is going? It's time for an inflation demonstration.
Well, you know, Woody, you talked about, you know, kind of having a little bit of fun on the show, which we definitely like to do and bring folks interesting information. When we talk about inflation and we do our inflation demonstration, usually it's stuff that you just kind of like, oh, why? Well, we're talking about beer this time, which is a fun topic for a lot of people I know to talk about, but it's also getting more expensive. I mean, they have talked about beer for a long time sort of being recession proof, right? So we're not right now, at least officially in a recession, but they talk about beer being recession proof, but beer prices at retail stores rose 7% during the last 3 months of 2022. And actually some beers were even higher. Talking about Bud Light, Miller Light, Yingling, Coors Light, they were even higher by like about 10%. But then we got the cheaper beers that saw their sales go up. So people are like maybe leaving some of those more expensive, I use that in quotes, more expensive beers, the ones that are getting more expensive. Mm-hmm. They're leaving those behind, going for the cheaper stuff. And I guess Budweiser, maybe Miller High Life as well, fall into that category.
Right.
Maybe PBR too, you know. But yeah, so beer also feeling the heat of inflation here.
Yeah, I mean, it makes me think back to those college days and then right out of college, the first couple of years, I mean, where my couple of buddies and I would split a 12-pack of Milwaukee's Best Light, which could not be any worse tasting beer. But let me tell you, it was all about the price. It wasn't about the taste. So look, beer drinking is not going to stop. People are going to do it. They're paying a little bit more for it. But, you know, on the brighter side, Matt, they're paying the increase of 7 to 10% is way less than 30 or 40% in a lot of the food groups. And hopefully they haven't turned beer into a food group. Listeners, please do not do that. Food groups do not consist of beer only. So we want our listeners to be healthy and happy and safe in 2023. And we're so blessed to have them join us for this show every week. But that's an interesting demonstration on inflation affecting even the beloved beer in America.
Yeah, it really is. And I mean, you know, with the big game, Super Bowl Sunday coming up here, not too far away, people expected to spend about $1.3 billion on beer in the couple of weeks leading up to Super Bowl Sunday, and 325 million gallons of beer consumed on game day. So those are some pretty staggering numbers there. Well, Woody, our time has come and gone here for this week's show. It's flown by once again, but I appreciate you, sir, and I look forward to chatting with you again next week.
Matt, thanks for your time, your talent, and all the fun we had. We had a great show, I think, and we hope everyone agrees. And if you don't agree that it was, come back next week, and we hope that you will. And we feel blessed to be here, and we hope everybody has a wonderful week out there. And thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Buckeye Advisor. You deserve to work with an experienced and licensed expert who will strategically work to protect and grow your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com or pick up the phone and call 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and the Buckeye Advisor are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.